our show is all about.
You're listening to Youth Voice on 90.7 KSER.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to Youth Voice. I'm your producer, Nate, and here's my good friend, Troy.
Thank you, Dad.
Yep.
I kind of feel like I'm in a tin can again. Is it just me?
Yep, just you.
There we go. That sounds better for some reason. Anyway, welcome back to Youth Voice. It's a beautiful Sunday day. We've decided to set the studio up outside. We're hanging out in the parking lot right now.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautiful and sunny out. Just a taste of what's to come because summer is just around the corner.
Summer's going to rock.
The first day of spring already passed, didn't it?
I think so.
Yes.
I have no idea.
It's like the fifth day of spring right now because it's feeling almost like summer. It's a little chilly. It's still a little chilly. Anyway, welcome to Youth Voice. We're going to start today's program off with a little song. Right? Yes? Isn't it Jessica? Jessica R?
What?
Jessica R? Jessica Ricky Tikki Tavi? Isn't that your name? Ricky Tikki Tavi?
No.
What song are you going to play?
I'm playing a song that's good.
Wonderful. Do you need a little help?
Yes, I think so.
I believe she's playing the Folk Implosion.
The Folk Implosion?
Yes. They're very good.
They are very good. Now, there's a story behind the CD, isn't there? This particular one?
Oh, yes, there is. We got this CD from when we visited the End.
That's right. We took all of the Youth Voice kids on a very early morning trek. Troy was a little late.
Yes, he was. Just a little.
It was so early. I mean, we had to be there at like friggin' 5:30 or something.
Yeah, and then we had to call his house and wake him up.
Actually, someone knocked on my door. I was still in bed.
Actually, I thought it was the wall.
Can we say mortifying? Anyway, we made it there, and it was, we had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you notice, and I'm not saying that we set a precedent or anything, well, maybe we did, but ever since we went, tons of people, like he has tons of people in the studio. I think he enjoyed us so much that we opened up a new avenue.
Oh, we're lovable.
We are lovable. Mm-hmm. It was very entertaining. We learned a lot about professional radio. We also learned that
it's not very much different than what we do.
It's really not that different than what we do, which I think speaks a lot for what we do, because I think we are real radio folk here.
I would hope so.
Or don't you think, Nate?
Yep.
Absolutely. So anyway, Folk Implosion.
Yes, this is Free to Go. I really like this song because it has, I like the words that it uses. I'm like really linguistic today.
I like its music. It's very musical.
It's good. And yeah. And you should listen to the words because those are good. And
they're good words.
I like how they integrate the like little happy musical sounds and with the interesting wording.
Very nice. You almost pulled that one out.
Almost.
All right. Full composition for you, my friends. You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER.
Thank you.
Catching butterflies, line drives, watching TV. Had 7 good years till I noticed they were looking at me. I didn't like what they'd see. Trapped in the backseat, stay on your side.
Where did you go? Did I make you?
Welcome back to Youth Voice. That was a lovely little song, Folk Implosion. A groovy little tune. Up next is Nate Dogg. He's going to play a little tunage for you.
Word.
Word to your mother.
And then some.
And then some more words.
Yeah.
To your father.
Yep. All right. Anyway, I am going to play Luke Vibert and BJ Cole off of their new album, Stop the Panic.
Come again?
It's Luke Vibert.
Vibert. Okay.
Yes. And BJ Cole. And their album is Stop the Panic. I searched high and low for this album, and I finally found it. It's really great. You know, I think it actually should go in our music library because it goes through Hawaiian guitar, Indian music, and everything in between. It's
very nice.
Really great.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to play the track off of it. It's called Swing Light All Right, and I hope you enjoy it.
Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this one.
All right.
Very nice. Very eclectic. It was sort of a very interesting mix of all genres.
Yep.
I loved it greatly. You know what? I want to share some fairly exciting stuff with you. The YMCA Teen Services Branch is an organization that is devoted to serving teens in the hello, Snohomish County. And they got together and they did something called the 30-hour famine. Essentially what happens is that teenagers across the United States, they fast for an entire weekend, and that happens in late February. What happened is these kids, and there was, was there about 30, 40 of them? Yeah. 20 of them? 10?
My group, there was, I think, 15 of us.
15 of, okay. So essentially what you guys did is you fasted for a weekend. For 30 hours. You collected 6 shopping carts full of food and raised more than $850. Which is very cool. Now, well, you may say $850, that's not very much money. Well, in the scheme of things, the whole program is actually an offshoot of our folks over at, our friends, rather, over at World Vision. World Vision coordinates this activity across the nation. And basically, these are the numbers from last year, but 600,000 youth nationwide raised more than $8 million. And the money that they raise goes to help to send blankets to homeless people in the U.S., to help children living with AIDS in Africa, to evacuate the volcano zone in the Philippines, to aid flood survivors in the Mozambique. On and on it goes. Now, specifically, the money you guys raised went to who?
They didn't tell us. I don't remember being told that. Does it say?
Yeah, it does. It does. It says it went to Avanti House. It went
yes.
to HOPWA, which is helping out people with AIDS.
The money, I think, went directly to overseas. The thing with World Vision is the money, there's no, like, it's nonprofit.
You're right,
it goes directly.
The
food we
raised collected.
Went to HOPWA, which is helping people with AIDS, helping out people with AIDS, and Volunteers of America.
And Avanti House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cool stuff. Now, I think that's just a slice of the many thousands of great things that are going on in our little community, led by teens.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Teens do good things, don't they, kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm surrounded by some of the coolest people in Snohomish County. Youth Run is a Youth Run radio talk show, and here with me are, well, it's some youth. Howdy, kids.
What's up?
Lena, you're going to play a little song for us, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm going to play a little bit of Afro-Celt Sound System, which is an eclectic name for an eclectic group, which plays, I don't know how to explain it. I think they were at WOMAD last year. Great group. I don't know how to explain their music. Their name does. I'm going to be playing Even in My Dreams, and it's off of Release 2, which is the name Afro-Celt Sound System.
Very nice. Can't wait to hear it.
Being so long as the precocious thought
Is it over? Is it over? Is it over? Is it over? Welcome back to Youth Voice. We're playing a few tunes for you. Aren't we? It was really good, actually. I enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed it to the degree that Lena's going to let me borrow the CD. Are you not?
I am not.
Rude. Up next, it's Christine. Run to the mic. How you doing, friend?
I'm good, pal.
This is your, like, second time on the show.
Yeah, last time I didn't say...
You didn't.
...anything.
You kind of worried me. I thought maybe we were scaring you.
Yeah, everybody was looking at me, and I was afraid that somebody sitting behind me was going to look at my butt when I stood up.
So, there you go. That's a good reason to stay seated.
I have a butt phobia.
Okay. Well, we don't really want to get into it here.
No,
on
not
the
really.
Air, but I'm glad you shared, and I'm glad you're feeling more comfortable to, get out of your chair.
Thanks.
But you're going to play a song today.
Yeah, it's Sullen Girl by...
I love her.
Can I say her name first?
Say it, baby. Stop it. What is her name?
Fiona Apple.
She's great. I think she is really a unique performer. I think her music is just very different.
Yeah, she kind of looks scary, though. But
she looks a little too waifish.
I'm afraid that she's... dying. I kind of want to send her food in the mail, you know?
I think that would be a very thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Because I fear a strong breeze and...
She'll fall over.
More Fiona. Off she goes into the wild blue.
Right. I think her stomach's going to cave in.
Yeah, but she great, great songs. Mm-hmm. And the thing that is very neat about Fiona Apple is that when she wrote all those songs, she was in her early or her mid to late teens.
Really?
Yeah. She's a very, very young performer, which is very exciting, I think, when you look at some of the performers that are out there that are young-ish, are pretty much geared and engineered towards a certain kind of kid. Like, I'm thinking NSYNC.
Yeah, it's nice to see that she's young, but she doesn't have to dress like Britney Spears all the time.
Nice to see that she's young, and she also has music that has a certain depth to it. Mm-hmm. It's very poetic. It's very...
She doesn't always have to talk about the guy that she didn't get in high school and stuff like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's this song?
Sullen Girl.
Sullen Girl here on 90.7 KSER. Enjoy. I know we will.
Oh, yeah.
And all
lovely, I think.
Yeah, I like Fiona Apple.
You do not.
I do too.
What was your little commentary on the break?
Why don't even commentary?
Don't even share it. It was too disgusting.
I don't know if I could share it again. I'd have to work up to it.
Yeah, it was really loud.
Yeah.
We don't even want to go into it. But welcome back to Youth Voice. Today we're playing a little music for you. Did you know that Youth Voice, John, is Youth Run Radio?
Is it now?
It really is. What that means is that teens run the show here. I am merely a cog in the wheel that is Youth Voice.
Are you?
Yes, in the machine. The Youth Voice machine.
Ah.
A finely oiled machine at that. We've got Nate, who is our producer. Lena, who is sort of assistant producer right
the
now.
Quasi
producer. She is working on learning the technical side of things, as most young people here, participants in our program, do. This is a program that's brought to you by the YMCA of Snohomish County, your Everett Family YMCA, to be more specific, and our friends here at 90.7 KACR. Did you know, John, that we're going on our sixth year?
Wow.
6 years of Youth Run Radio.
That's longer than I've been going to the show.
Yes, yes, it is, John. That was very smooth. Thank you. You guys are such good straight men. I don't know. Such articulators, if there is such a thing. In any event, we really want to get more young people exposed to the glory, the joys of radio. Because it's really fun, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is.
It
yes.
is. No, really.
Seriously.
Truly.
No, I'm not kidding.
Not a bit.
No, Troy, I put the thing.
Yes.
Troy, you don't have to keep it up. No, you can put the gun down.
All right, stop.
It's cool. I do like the Troy, the show, Troy.
So you are sitting here listening to the show and you're thinking, boy, those kids do a great job. Or you're thinking, boy, those kids ain't so hot. Either way, you could come be a part of what we're doing. You can do that by getting a hold of us. There's one of two ways. Or buy one of two ways, rather. There's two ways. You can pick one. Or both, if you like. I'm choking. I don't know why. Anyway, you can call me at the YMCA of Snohomish County, 258-9211, extension 106, area code 425. What was that? Area code 425, 258-9211, extension 106. Or you can email youthvoice@hotmail.com. When we're checking that on a daily basis, aren't we, Nate? Nate says, I don't know. We are. Trust me. We love to hear feedback and comments and ideas for future shows. Your thoughts on current shows. Last week we had a fairly interesting show. And the week before that we touched on suicide. And next week, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll do a gun show. Talking about, yep, everyone crossing their fingers. Talking about what we the issues around gun control and talking with some of our friends over at Mothers Against Violence in America. And it should be an interesting conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, it should.
Absolutely. So you can participate in doing this, this program and putting it together. It's truly a lot of fun. Maybe you're an adult who is sitting there thinking, you know what, I wish those kids would talk about underwater basket weaving. You could be the Washington State king or queen of underwater basket weaving. We want to hear from you because you could be a guest on our show, and we can discuss the finer points of
underwater basket weaving.
Right, because it's a very critical issue in some areas of the world.
Such as India.
Yes, lots of underwater basket weaving there.
Probably. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, Nate. I think John just pulled that one out. So, John Boy, you're going to play a song, are you not?
Yes, yes, I am. I will be playing for you today, since it's a nice summery type day, and I'm wearing shorts for the first time this year. Woohoo! I decided I'd play a... What?
Nothing. When did we go on?
Okay, well, anyways, to continue,
please.
I'll be playing for you something kind of summerish. It's called Summertime by Sublime.
Apropos.
Yeah. Off their self-titled album. So, here's a nice little summertime tune.
Enjoy!
Summertime! Riders on the microphone, Austin G. All the people in the dance floor. sun will someday rise. So what am I gonna be doing for a while? Said I'm gonna play with myself. Show them now we've come off the shell. So what?
Summertime.
Hi, welcome to Youth Voice. It's music day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Jessica.
Yes?
You're going to play a little song for us.
Yes, I am. I'm going to play another track off that wonderful little sampler CD we got from the end.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing Owsley.
Owsley.
Or Owsley.
Owsley.
I'm all right.
I'm all right.
This is sent out to everyone who questions me.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Excellent. For you, from us, here at Youth Voice 90.7 KSER.
Enjoy.
I don't care what you say, nothing's gonna change me anyway. I don't care what you say about me. Look inside what you say, ain't the kind of man. You can't shake me, so I'm left to walk, and you won't be ready.
Welcome back to Youth Voice on 90.7 KSER. My name is Lena, and I'm your host. And we're having a music party, per se. I'm not cut out for this, Troy. Come on.
You need
on.
Some help, friend. A music party, per se. Par se? Per se? Per se.
Per se.
Per se.
I'm in Espanol.
So to speak. Wah.
Viva.
Anyway, we're doing a music show today. Lena was supposed to introduce Nathan, who was going to introduce his song.
I thought you just wanted to introduce the show.
Well, that is the show.
See, everyone forgets me.
I don't forget you, Nate. Nate, he's so great. Somebody call up who's looking for a date. I got it. Let me just preface this. For just people who are listening right now, they're thinking, what in the monkey? But let me tell you that Youth Voice is, every once in a while, we need to take a break from the issues. We need to take a break from the issues and play the music that we enjoy. Right, Nate?
Yep.
And we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Yeah.
We really do. Someone's got some serious hiccups in here. I mean, they're bad. They're really bad. Anyway, Nate, you're going to play a song.
Yep. I'm going to take you back 2 years ago when this song was really, really, really popular.
Old school boy.
Yeah, sort of. It is Fastball with The Way. You know, it was pretty big.
I don't remember it, but I'm sure I will when I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Youth Voice on 90.7 KSER.
Could see the road that they walk on and pick and go.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. Today is Music Day. Now, I bet you think that I'm going to go to Lena to play a song, but I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, actually, I want to go to Horoscopes.
No.
No? Why not?
I'm not fresh.
She's not. She needs to connect to the ether, to the other world. She needs
I'm not fresh either, stinky
toy. No, you're not. No, I'm kidding. Lena, I'm kidding. Now, Lena, you pick a song. Let's go to you. We don't need any stinking horoscopes.
Whatever. Okay, I'm going to play.
Okay. I'm scared. All right.
Okay, can we focus?
Focus, please.
I'm going to be playing a little bit of Tori Amos.
Nice.
Just a little bit. And this is off of Boys from Pele, which
very
is
good
that
CD.
Controversial picture of her nursing a piglet and, you know.
Yeah, people were up in arms about that.
Yeah, well, I don't really blame him. It's kind of an odd picture. I don't know. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into that.
It is a little disturbing. I mean, it's a little odd.
You don't know how to respond to it. But I think, like, the whole shock thing, it's not to an uncomfortable extreme, but, like, that's what she is. She's kind of just one of those out there people that...
She's definitely out there, but in a really weird way. I mean, of all the things to choose to do to sort of set people on their end, it's the suckling of a baby pig. That's a little odd.
It is a little odd, but she does have a really cool song on the CD, and several of them, but the one I'm going to play for you today is Tallulah.
Very nice.
This is a good song. So, Tallulah, Boys from Pele, Tori Amos.
Here you go, pig and all.
He's chasing tomatoes, I'm just waiting calmly, chasing hell. Tallulah, Tallulah, you don't want to lose her. She must be worth losing if it's worth something. Tallulah, Tallulah, she's running on like a blue. Wrapped in your purple fields of emotion. Running to
Welcome back to Youth Voice. This is Troy. I'm your host of this fine radio program. I'm the facilitator of this crazy,
kooky,
wacky,
wild,
crazy,
yeah,
radio show. It's a music show today, and John's going to play a tune.
Oh, you betcha. Okay, I got Aquabats. Yeah, I'm going to play some Aquabats.
See, that's why I thought we put you at the very end so that we wouldn't have to play the Aquabats.
No. Yeah, but I came around.
I guess so.
All right. So, cool. Aquabats. Yay. Fun. Summer. Ska. This is My Skateboard, and it's Fun. Summer. Ska. Ska.
Fun Summer Ska Ska here on 90.7 KSER Youth Voice. Enjoy! Welcome back to Youth Voice. Today's music day. Jessica's got a song.
Yeah, I do. I have Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield.
Very good song.
Yes, I know.
Very, very nice. And why do you like it? It's an oldie.
Yes, but it's so true even to nowadays.
Even to nowadays.
Even to nowadays.
A little Son of the Preacher Man for you here
just,
on 90.
Just for all you guys.
Yes.
Just to let you know,
yes.
If you want a woman, be nice.
Be nice. But that's not what people say, though. People say if you want a woman, you need to be mean.
Wrong.
That's what they say. No, seriously, you treat them poorly, and they'll like you.
Well, that's what all the mean guys say.
But Nate seems to agree.
I hate to agree with him, but I see it.
Okay, we're moving on.
She's not even giving you a chance.
Every day.
You see it every day.
Every day it happens. Guys are treating girls like nothing, and they come back for more.
That's what I don't understand. The nice guys do often finish last. The mean guys always get the girl.
Well, it's the nice guys who just do not have enough motivation to go up and talk to the girl.
Well, now there's a difference between being a shy guy and being a nice guy.
True.
Really,
Nate? I don't
know.
Well, Nate's shy. Nate's a shy guy. It took him like 3 years before he could talk in Youth Voice.
Yeah. Give me a year.
Give you a year, exactly. And now he's, yelp.
Yep.
It took a lot of work.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we hear some Son of a Preacher Man? We'll be back after this.
Yep.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what? He was, yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is all right. He'd kiss and tell me everything's all right. When I get away again tonight, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Oh, no, he was.
Yes, he was.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. I'm Troy. Up next is our own sweet loving son of a preacher man, Nate.
What?
Sweet loving son of a preacher man.
All right, whatever.
That's the words of the song.
Yeah, I know, but my dad's not a preacher.
I just said it to be funny.
All right. His Grandma friend Nelly. Is. I don't know what you're implying by that, but.
What?
I don't know. This is going to become a twisted episode of Youth Springer.
Going to become?
Yeah.
It already is very twisted.
All right.
Twisty, turny ways. Anyway, so you've got a song.
Yeah, a world premiere song. Yep.
A world premiere.
Yeah.
Once again, we always get the world premieres from you. Now, when we say world premiere, we don't just mean Snohomish County.
No, we mean
world. Globally.
Globally.
Universally. Heard it here first.
Yep.
Chachi.
Chachi.
Do you watch that Joni Loves Chachi?
Yes. And I'm not even going to go into that.
All right.
Okay. It's actually DJ Esty, of course, our good local friend. And it is I Dreamt of Jeannie. It's his take on what the I Dream of Jeannie theme song would be if it was still around today.
Very interesting. So it's sort of a funk-defied I Dream of Jeannie.
It's like funky breaks, totally.
Funky breaks.
Funky breaks.
Sweet.
So look for this one soon. It's off the forthcoming album Omnibus.
Omnibus.
Meaning for all.
Very nice.
So
I'm excited for that release.
Yeah.
I know I'll be snatching myself up a copy.
Cool.
Excellent.
So, here it is.
Enjoy. Thank you. Hi. That is so nice. You see, you gotta point and then turn it on. Not turn it on and then point, because that confuses me. That is so nice. I have to say that of all the DJ SD stuff that I've heard, and I've got quite a collection at home, that is one of my favorites, and I'm looking forward to putting it in my backpack when I leave the radio tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Are you down it?
I don't know.
I hope not.
And I just wanted to let you know, I only have two arms.
You
need
only
three.
You need three.
I need three, or an extra finger or something.
Something. You know what we need to do? Is we need to have some sort of genetic manipulation, because if you're going to be doing radio, you need more appendages.
Yes.
Maybe like an opposable. I was going to say maybe another opposable thumb, but that wouldn't necessarily help.
No.
Maybe a tail, a prehensile tail.
Yes, that would work.
Wouldn't that be helpful?
Yeah. Maybe I could learn to start using my feet or something, but I don't think they'd really like that.
You could be like DJ Monkey Boy or something. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Very nice. I truly enjoyed that. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 3. No, I'm kidding. I give it a 5. I mean, I give it a 13.
Okay.
Actually, no, I truly did enjoy that. That was I Dreamt of Jeannie.
Yep. Look for
DJ SD. Look for it at your neighborhood looking place.
Yeah.
Wherever you look for that kind of music.
Look for it on the internet.
Yeah, look for it on the internet. All right. It's music day today, and up next is, I guess it's Lena.
Yeah, I guess.
You're making me.
We have to force Troy now.
I'm done with this.
Don't start that. Lena, warrior princess.
I'm done.
No, I won't. Okay. We're making up our poems, aren't we, kids?
They're so mean.
They're wholesome family fun. They're mean to me is what they are.
They're not YMCA quality.
They're not, and I'm really upset about it. Anyway, so Lena, please play a song.
Okay, I'm just going to play some Al Green.
Al Green.
Let's Stay Together. That's like all. I just want to play it.
You just want to play it?
That's all.
Well, do you like it? Is it
like
speak
it,
to you
I love it.
On some level?
He's the man.
He's the man. All right, folks, here you go. The man for you here on 90.7 KSER.
Bad, happy, sad. Why?
Welcome back to Youth Voice. It's Radio Music Day. Radio Music Day. It's Music Day on the radio is what I meant to say. We have a lot of fun during Radio Music Day because what happens is we play music that we enjoy and we also have a really good time behind the scenes and laugh a lot and have a lot of fun. Now, you too can participate in the Fun Fest. This is, you know what I'm going to call it? I'm going to call this a fun factory. We manufacture fun. Yuck. I don't even want to. Such a very weird day. Wow. We're gonna call this. Can we have some Prozac day or something?
This is. It's sunny outside. It's our one day of summer for the year, even though it's like 4 months early.
I wonder if the sun has something to do with it because we're all just a little punchy.
And we're all inside, like
locked in this stinky room. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lena's got a very special announcement to make.
Very special. In fact, it's super special.
Yeah.
It's a special factory announcement.
Fun factory.
Oh. Uh-huh. It's the announcement of another Heart of the City concert, which is this year a benefit for the Provident Children's Center. Last year we had Chris Barron from the Spin Doctors and the Heart of the City All-Stars, including Mark Cardenas, Danny Mangold, and a bunch of other great musicians.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Danny Mangold is, he's just like one of the coolest people in the city of Everett.
The man.
Now, if we're going to say that there is a man, like the man in the city of Everett, Danny Mangold is the man.
I would go as far as to say the county.
The county. All right. All right.
He's the man.
He is the man.
So, he is one of the head guys putting this together, too. And so this year we've got Chris Barron of the Spin Doctors coming back, who he just recently recovered from throat paralysis or something of the sort. It was a really weird time.
But he's all right now.
He's all right now, and it'll be kind of a neat little comeback thingy. I don't know. And this year,
we're talking pocket full of kryptonite.
Okay, I just made an announcement.
Yes!
Ann Wilson of Heart.
That's right.
She's a cool guy. Girl.
Gal. What is your problem? Now, the good thing about this is that aren't they raising money for a very special situation?
They are raising money for the Providence Children's Center.
Very, very important stuff goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And anyway, so you can buy tickets at the Everett Performing Arts box office.
So give them a call. Well, they'll let you know how much ticket prices
are. Number is 425-257-8600. The performance days are on April 3rd and April 4th at 8 p.m. Now, you can buy tickets anyway because all the money goes to the center. You can buy tickets and give them to somebody who's present, even if you're not going to be in town. Go to this concert, though. I mean, it's for good cause.
I think so, absolutely. And I think the other exciting thing about this is that, you know, you may be thinking, well, why in the hairy heck would we be talking about this stuff? Because, well, there's something kind of
Well, there's
neat.
Something else. Let me just say, little Miss Lena's got the hookup. As much as I might stink, I got friends in high places.
That's right.
So there's a slight possibility that next week
we'll have a special guest.
A special guest.
We won't tell anyone yet.
It's undisclosed.
Undisclosed special guest.
But tune in. Tune in.
Tune in.
Last year's show, I think I'm allowed to say this, year's show was amazing.
It was.
It was absolutely terrific. Musically, it was like, you know, CD quality. And oh my gosh, they're having a CD go on sale, you know, there.
There.
From last show.
Well, yeah. Here you go.
So, even if you don't come to the concert, you know, you can buy a CD at the door.
Good music, good cause, good stuff.
Good people. And next week,
good fun.
We might have a special guest, a certain special guest.
That's right.
And
very special guest.
Very so special, in fact, that we beat a couple other higher in the
food chain
stations to it because I happen to be close.
With this particular
personal
special
guest of ours.
Yeah. Next week, perhaps.
You happen to be a close personal guest. Nate's like giving us the shut up sign. I think we better listen to him. He is the boss. He can't. Fine. He has all the power. He can cut the microphone right off.
Okay, fine.
Very good. Thank you, Lena, very, very much. That would be Monday, April 3rd, Tuesday, April 4th.
Yep. Box office number is again 425-257-8600. Yep. Or if you lose that, just get a hold of Danny Mangle at Denny's Music.
That's right. He'll give you all the information you need to know because he is, as we said, da man. Right? Nate, I'm a little confused.
You're always confused.
I am. Hey, we've got some horoscope action going on. Oh, can you lay me some horoscope tracks?
There we go.
Very nice. Now, Jessica with our horoscopes.
Aries, get over the blues by making your own fun and getting into a little mischief. Get out on the scene and put your fire into flirtation. It's a lot more fun. Taurus, you're calling the shots. You know just what you want and you won't hesitate to share. Gemini, everyone's yammering away at you about this and that, but you may not have a clue what they're talking about. You may be tempted to turn off your cell phone with all the flack that's coming down. Do your own thing for a while. Cancer. Just talking about things won't make them happen. So get out and get moving. And don't forget to dump your bad mood. It's a lot more fun than duking it out. Leo. Your pals will be leading you around by the hair. After all, things are never as much fun if the life of the party isn't there. You may be confused about why some of your pals are giving out Arctic flasks. Well, best to shoot straight and get directly to the point. Virgo, get your booty a-movin' and your wrists a-twitchin', because it's time to clean house. You think it's hard to find things now? Well, you better get up and remedy that. Libra, don't you wish you could just hide from all those details that seem to be getting to be out to get you this week? You may as well give in and get the stuff done. Relinquish to the powers that are. Whoa. Scorpio, choices, and more choices between plans and exciting new admirers. You just can't imagine how you'll possibly decide. Well, get some pals, just toss around some ideas, see which ones you catch. You may even decide to go along with someone else's decisions for a change. Sagittarius. Things overlooked have a nasty habit of reappearing just when you least need them. So just make sure when you do things, it's thorough. Capricorn. You've got everything under control and then some. And you can kick back and let things progress on their own. But don't relax too much. Those little details shouldn't be forgotten. Aquarius. Careful. Keep an eye out for some slick talkers who might be trying to pull a fast one on you. If you catch them in the act, show them just what you're made of. Pisces. Act first and ask questions later. The answers will be there in time. Go with your heart. Stick with your friends and keep the wolves at bay for now, no matter how appealing some may seem. If anyone's sincerely interested, they'll be back. And that's your horoscope.
Very, very nice. Thank you so much, my friend, for giving us that glimpse into the nether regions. The outer parts. I don't know. You know, it's music show today. And we are playing music. The show is slowly coming to an end. We've had a lot of fun today, and I think we've only got about 5 minutes left before our good friend Dave Moody, pastures of plenty, not pastors, pastures. I don't know. Nate, who's going to play a song next?
Christine. I believe.
What song is she going to play?
I don't know. It's her song.
Did she pick it out just recently?
Yes, yeah. She did.
Is it a good song?
I think it describes everyone's moodier.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
by Coyote Shivers. Ooh. It's Sugar High.
Sugar High. You know what? That I think you might be right.
Yeah, because everyone's bouncing off the walls.
Absolutely. Enjoy Coyote Shivers, Sugar High, here on 90.7 KSER.
She's just another groupie slut. And I said I'd fuck you anything but. And again, sometimes reputations outlive their applications. Sometimes fires don't go out when you're done playing with them. But you're so funny deep inside. When you kiss me goodbye, sugar. We could go out, not even leave the house. A TV set and a bottle of wine, just fine. Making out on that old pull-out couch, watching Saturday Night Live. I guess that's why I feel so funny.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. You know, today has been Music Day, and I want to thank everybody here who's put together a lovely, eclectic collection of music from here, from tomorrow, from today. Music you've never even heard before. World premieres, oldies but goodies. All of them. Right, Nate?
Yep.
With just a little bit of taste of every genre. Yeah. And some songs that were a mix of everything that you could ever possibly have. Hey, now, what we're listening to right now, what is that?
This is DJ Pantshead, and it is called...
Pantshead!
Yes. It's called Junga Nova Soul.
Junga Nova Soul from DJ Pantshead. Pantshead.
Off of the album by the same name.
Pantshead. DJ Pantshead, the name of the album?
Yep. Self-titled.
Well, there you go.
So we leave you with this little... Austin Powers remix.
We do. Enjoy the beautiful Sunday day. Have a great week. Enjoy Pastures of Plenty with our friend Dave Moody, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.